Wisconsin has a wildlife restoration project 10 years in the making, with about 15 more years to go. River Edge Nature Center in Ozaukee County has been working with the state DNR to reintroduce lake sturgeon to the Milwaukee area waters.
The lake sturgeon is a species of fish that's over 100 million years old. It disappeared from the Milwaukee River and other area waterways about 100 years ago because of overfishing and habitat destruction.
But an effort is underway to bring them back, and River Edge will be celebrating another year of the program this weekend at Sturgeon Fest in Milwaukee.
Joining us now is Jessica Jens, the Executive Director of the River Edge Nature Center. Jessica, thanks for joining us today.
And thanks for having me on.
Well, why are River Edge, the DNR, interested in reintroducing lake sturgeon in that area in the first place?
Well, lake sturgeon are the oldest and largest native fish to Lake Michigan and the Great Lakes, and it's one of many fish that are very important to our ecosystems. They're bottom feeders, so they help us know how healthy the water is and how clean the water is as well. And they disappeared from the Milwaukee River, like you said, well over 100 years ago, and we're trying to have them come back and to start breeding in the Milwaukee River to return the ecosystem to its healthy habitat.
So it seems like a fish that's been around for 100 million years must have figured out a lot about how to adapt. That makes me think that there were some pretty significant factors that led to their disappearance from the area.
Oh, yeah, certainly. So one way to think about it is that a lake sturgeon can live for 125 years.
Wow.
So that's pretty old, yes. And they were around at the time of the dinosaur. They lived through the Ice Age. They were around before the Great Lakes were even formed. And somehow in the course of what would be one lifespan of a sturgeon, they were almost eradicated. And so that's pretty quick. One of the things that happens with lake sturgeon that makes it difficult is that they have to be over 20 years old before they start spawning or before they can reproduce. And then at that age, they usually sometimes only come up to spawn every 4 to 7 years. So when you think about it in that way, if you have 10 to 20 years of overfishing or very polluted waters where they can't go into them, you can wipe out a whole generation of lake sturgeon. So it makes the reintroduction process very challenging in a way, and that's why we have to do this for 25 years. We've been releasing about 1,000 fish, give or take, every year for 10 years. We've released over 10,000 at this point, but it's important to continue for another 15 years so that there's enough lake sturgeon that when they come back and start spawning, once again every 4 to 7 years, they're able to maintain their population on their own without human intervention anymore.
You've mentioned releasing sturgeon. There's a baby sturgeon release coming up this weekend at Sturgeon Fest. Talk us through that. What happens there?
Yes, that's a one-of-a-kind event. So at River Edge Nature Center, we concentrate on three things, and that's restoration, research, and education. And so with the Sturgeon Restoration Project, Sturgeon Fest is one of our main educational components of the program. And it's a celebration when we release 1,000 baby sturgeon into Lake Michigan to finally swim on their own outside of the streamside rearing facility at River Edge. And so we make a big festival of it because, of course, in Wisconsin, you always have to have festivals. And so Sturgeon Fest came to be. And you can sponsor a sturgeon. We ask for a $10 sponsorship. What that does is it helps fund the actual restoration project. And then you receive the sturgeon in a little ice cream bucket. It's about 6 inches long. You take it down to the dock, and you can actually pick it up with your hands. That's not going to hurt it. And let it go into the water. Of course, if you don't want to touch it, that's fine, too. But they're awfully cute, so I would encourage people to do so. And then it swims away, and all of the sturgeon are pit-tagged, which is a little microchip. Think about how you microchip your dog or your cat at home. Well, the DNR comes about a week before. They came on Monday, and they pit-tag all of these sturgeons, so when they're recaptured at times, they can be scanned, and we can look at how big they were when they're released and how big they are now. At the end of when you're done sponsoring a sturgeon, you actually get a certificate with a pit tag number on that. And so if a sturgeon is recaptured that has that number, we look you up in a database and you're given a call. We actually had two people this year who released sturgeon in 2012, and and those sturgeon were recaptured, and we were able to tell them, hey, you know, those sturgeon are still out there swimming around, and this is how big they are.
So you said they're 6-inch fry or fingerlings, I believe is the term. How old are they, and where are those being raised?
So what happens is they were hatched in April, and so DNR folks and some of our volunteers and staff members go up to the Wolf River and assist the DNR as they're collecting the eggs from spawning females. The fish are not harmed in any way at all, and then those eggs come down to River Edge Nature Center in Ozaukee County, and they're immediately put on Milwaukee River water. And what we're hoping is that they are becoming imprinted off of the Milwaukee River water. And then they are in a facility. It's a 10-by-20-foot trailer that's located about 100 yards away from the Milwaukee River at River Edge. And there's pipes underneath the ground where the water is pumped in from the Milwaukee River and up into that trailer. Then when they hatch, they're started to be fed different types of food as they grow, so they're super tiny. And then now, so many months later, since April, they're about 6 inches long. And that's the hope, is that they've been imprinted on the Milwaukee River water. So instead of returning to spawn in the Wolf River where their parents did, they'll return to spawn in the Milwaukee River for the first time.
Talking to Jessica Jens with the River Edge Nature Center about efforts to reintroduce lake sturgeon to Lake Michigan and the Milwaukee River watershed. Jessica, what is different now where these new releases, these sturgeon, have a chance to survive where they didn't a century ago?
Well, a couple of things. One, we're protecting them. So they were so abundant well over 100 years ago, and they actually have bony plates instead of scales that people would just fish them to get rid of them because they would destroy fishing nets. So when we think of the early 1800s, then the late 1800s, people figured out that the caviar, their eggs, are pretty good. So the overfishing got rid of them. Obviously, they're protected now, and some people are able to spear them because the population's healthy enough that a select number can be taken every year, but we're protecting them well. And also a big component of our project is that the water in the Milwaukee River is clean enough that they can be reintroduced.
So these are clearly large fish that live a long, long time. We've talked about the ecosystem and the quality of the water's effect on them. They must play a pretty big role of some sort in the waters that they're in. What kind of impact or role do they play in that ecosystem?
Well, if you think about it, since they're bottom feeders, so they're the top of the fish food chain, right? So there's nothing in Lake Michigan that's going to attack an adult lake sturgeon. And so, but what they do is they feed on the bottom of the lake. And so that's a really important part of the ecosystem, as they're keeping checks and balances. As we know with any ecosystem, when you take something away, things get a little out of whack. So, and when they come up the river, once again, they're feeding. And the restoration that we're doing to protect this very unique fish that really captures a lot of people's imagination isn't good just for that. It's good for a lot of other fish species as well. As they're working to clean the waters in the Milwaukee River to make it a healthier habitat, work on developing spawning habitat in the Milwaukee River, as well as quieter sections in Lake Michigan, that not only helps the lake sturgeon, it helps all kinds of aquatic species as well.
I read something about back in the day, these sturgeon being so abundant that people claimed you could use them as stepping stones across a river. That might be an exaggeration, but do you see their numbers getting back to that level of abundance?
I'm not sure if they'd ever get quite back to that level. I'm not really quite sure on that. But we are hoping that there's a healthy population. So, like we said, there used to be over 2 million in Lake Michigan a long time ago. And now they're thinking the adult population, so not the young lake sturgeon that we've been releasing, but the adult population is probably somewhere around 2,000 to 5,000. And so we hope to, I'm not sure exactly what the target number is for the DNR, but after we're releasing 1,000 every year for 25 years, we're hoping that it's at a sustainable population. But I highly doubt we'll get back to those original numbers.
How do you gauge what success is? So you started it 10 years ago. You have another 15 years to go. How are you going to make sure that this program is able to continue? And how do you know that it's doing what you want it to?
Well, the DNR really does a wonderful job. They're fisheries and scientists over there of tracking the sturgeon, of looking at how much they're growing, how many sturgeon are out there. And that's really important to the project to gauge its success. And so success really will be coming soon is when we're able to consistently identify sturgeon that are returning to the Milwaukee River. And first, the males will come back. Honestly, right now, they're about 10 years old when the males start returning to spawn. Of course, they aren't going to find any females in the Milwaukee River yet because they're over 20 years old before they spawn. So when we see sturgeon coming back on a regular basis, when we see them spawning in the Milwaukee River, we certainly will be able to claim success with the project.
Jessica, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having us.
That was Jessica Jens, director of the River Edge Nature Center, talking about a program aimed at reintroducing lake sturgeon to the Milwaukee area. Sturgeon Fest is this weekend at Lakeshore State Park in downtown Milwaukee.